In August, our daughter was born. Grace Elizabeth is a wonderful, joyful part of our lives, and for many, many weeks, she was the only thing I talked about when anyone asked what was going on in life. Now, not being a solely obsessed parent, I decided I did need to talk about things other than simply that. So a few weeks after she was born, I started talking about her and the Capitol campaign, and those were the two things I talked about. On my phone, I can quickly pull out pictures and show you, well, this is my little baby girl, this is her big brother, and here's our projects at the church. They're all saved right there. Oh, I've had a lot of conversations, and I want to share with you some of the things that have come from them. One of my favorite moments was actually standing outside last week after worship. Many folks went out to get us a tour of the garage and see what's going to be happening. We're actually going to open it on Sunday night during the tree lighting and have it open, and that's where we'll offer people cookies and cocoa. It's kind of barren, and it'll be just as cold as outside right now, but next year. But while I was out there, I got to actually have a conversation with Ellie Lindstrom. We're out there talking about things, and Ellie's called Highlands home for a very long time. She was reminiscing on when our parking lot wasn't a parking lot, but it was a greenhouse and a floral nursery where people could buy beautiful grown flowers. Then we talked about how it was torn down, the greenhouse was, and actually they reconstructed it and built what is now that service station garage back in the 50s or so. And then we were talking about that story when her husband Harry was the chair of trustees in the early 80s and actually bought the lot for the church with the hard work of the congregation. We also had a conversation about how special it is that she gets to be a part of what it becomes next. That's a very special conversation to get to be a part of. See, our projects, all of the projects that are part of our work as a congregation, from our day-to-day ministry to the stained glass to the boilers to the garage, all of this thing, these are about strengthening our foundation and embracing our community. And they have been the part of countless conversations, some of them in person, standing out in the space that's about to be transformed, others online. I posted, and man, I got replies and conversations and messages with folks all week long, folks who have never walked in our doors but who are excited for what our congregation is doing in the neighborhood. People who have never been here but are choosing to donate. That's been amazing to see. They love the idea that our neighborhood might have a focal point for being together and building relationships, to which I say it already does. And for them, it's a new way to see that. A door that looks a little bit different, they might feel more comfortable walking through. Or on Friday, as Joy's getting closer and closer to kindergarten, I was over at Edison Elementary on a tour to sort of find out what going to preschool there looks, or going to kindergarten there looks like. And I bumped into a parent who sort of turned to me and they're like, oh, hey, you're at the church. I'm like, yeah. We were just reading about your Capitol campaign in the newspaper. Can we ask you some questions about it? Why, yes, you can, after the principal's finished talking. Shh. But it turned into this conversation about supporting homeless families and how we might be able to bring families into our space, keep them together, and send them off to be successful with some of our new, exciting ministries. People are interested and connected with what is happening here, because what is happening here is special. What is happening in this moment of our congregation's life is not windows or stained glass or a boiler or a garage. What is happening in this moment is a confluence of willingness and generosity with a heritage of service to community and a sacred vision given to us by God. And this vision of building a home where all belong is a powerful one. And I can say that, not because I've been a part of helping see where it goes. I can say it is a powerful vision because I have seen it resonate with a wide range of people beyond our own doors. People are hearing it. People are connecting with it. And people are wanting to help bring it into reality. Our vision is bringing forth responses of all kinds. There are people who do not claim a religious tradition of any kind who are praying for us. There are people who have more time than money that are offering their presence and their skills. This is what I can do. There are people who have very little wiggle room in their financial realities who are giving what they can. There are people with plenty of wiggle room in their financial realities who've chosen to give what they can. And this is one of the things I find so amazing is that we've begun to see some pledge cards come in and other pieces. It doesn't matter how many digits are on any one of those lines or what those numbers are. What I see when I look at those cards is an affirmation of what God is choosing to do through each of us. The prayerful conversation and reflection that went into it. The commitment to being a part in whatever ways we can. People are sharing the story. People are inviting friends to support us. They're showing off what's happening in their neighborhood with great excitement. It was neat to watch our Facebook post get tagged and tagged and tagged and tagged to people who don't even live here, like, you got to see what we're doing in my neighborhood. Something special is happening here, and it is bigger than the pledge total I will announce to you during lunch. And I will. We'll gather the pledge cards, and I'll sit with my little spreadsheet, because we keep your information confidential. I'm the one who will sit with it. And I'll run down to lunch. And I get to share with you a number this morning to tell you where we are beginning this work together. But whatever is happening here is bigger than that number. What is happening here is so grand it cannot be contained to a single day or a single project or a single campaign. It spills over into each and every day of this congregation's life and our lives. Building a home where all belong is our invitation to live as God's people in this world. And that has been a part of this congregation and every part and member since day one. Now, you will have to forgive me for the way I've fallen in love with this congregation and its history. I really, and I'm not one of those, ooh, church, okay, I am a church history person, but not one of those, seriously. I love this stuff, but can you blame me when you look at what God has done and what God is doing and what God is continuing to do through us? How can you not fall in love with the legacy of this place and what God is doing? When I look around at what we have done and what we are doing, and most importantly, what we are capable of doing going forward, I am in awe. I think about all that is broken or wrong in our world. All that's broken and wrong in our country, our community, even the places of tenderness and brokenness in our own individual lives. There is so much we can be worried about. There's plenty we should be angry about. And there's lots that we might just be confused by. And you met all of these very real feelings. The one feeling I continue to turn to amidst all that life is bringing in this moment is gratitude. Gratitude is the place I find myself each and every day because what God is doing through you and through this congregation. Amidst the realities we face every day, I am grateful that we have Highlands United Methodist Church. Amidst the tension, the fear, the prejudice, the divisiveness that permeate our culture, I am grateful our community has Highlands. And I pray that when you consider, not simply what we have done, but all that we are capable of allowing God to do through us. When you consider that, that you might also feel the awesome and humbling responsibility that we are the right people in the right place at the right time for what God is seeking to do. Just as God has used other right people at other right times in this very place. Hear our scripture this day from Ephesians. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. The kingdom of faith is your home. You are no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone, for God is building a home, and God is using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets, those who have come before us as the foundation. And now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. It's taking shape day by day. Can you see it? A holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. If you like that scripture as much as I do, I've got it by the doors for you on a magnet to take home. But I want to highlight three key phrases this day. On this day of commitment and gratitude, hear these words from our scripture. Brick by brick, cornerstone, and taking shape. Through the last few weeks, our altar has been adorned with lots of different pieces we've added, the things our children were thankful for, the ministries that support us, words of gratitude, but also by these bricks. Some of you have heard me talk about these before, but I think it's worth naming again. These bricks were found under the flooring of our education building when we were cutting a new sewer line last year. They are bricks from the foundation of the very first building this congregation ever built. The congregation started in 1892 in a barn across the street. They decided around 1896 they needed a space of their own, and so they built a little room where they could gather. And this is what they built it with and built it upon. These bricks are now symbols of what our church family created as they sat together in a barn and asked, God, what do you want to do through us? And they did this. These bricks created a space that welcomed the community in, just as each of us were welcomed in at some point in time. Now God's using you, fitting you in brick by brick. But that first building was not large enough for God's vision in this place. So the congregation decided they need a sanctuary, their very first sanctuary. Now, the room in which we sit is actually the second sanctuary. So what they did is back over here under the education building, they had their little room they built first, and they built a sanctuary there. That was their dream. In 1906, Highlands held their first capital campaign. They sat down together. They had this dream of something God was doing, and they sat in the room, and the banker was with them. All of this is in this lovely history book that we're going to get to update and share. We're going to be adding another 25 years to the history next year for our 125th anniversary, but it's really wonderful. So the story is they sat in this room, and the banker was there, and the banker said they would authorize the $2,000 construction if they could put $1,500 in the bank. If they could do that, they would allow the other $500 to be in trustworthy pledges. So the congregation worked together and they reached that place. They gathered their commitments, they reached their goal, and the first thing they did when they had that money was lay a cornerstone. Before the construction even built, they put that cornerstone there to say, this is where we're going and what we're doing. You know, our scripture today describes Christ as our cornerstone. There's something to know about cornerstones. Their original role was not some sort of decorative place like you just see on buildings today. The cornerstone was functional. A cornerstone defined exactly where and how the building would stand. You put that one in first, and everything else built off of it. It served as a guide for every other brick and stone that was going to be a part. And in the case of our congregation in 1906, their cornerstone was also declarative. It declared that they were beginning the work to which they were called. It declared that when the need was arising, when the opportunity presented itself, when the invitation was extended and God knocked, Highlands Methodist Episcopal Church, which is what the denomination was called at the time, Highlands ME Church was ready to respond. What a declaration that cornerstone was. And what a joy to have found it this week. I wanted to put it up here, but it took 2.5 of us to lift the thing. What a joy to have found it this week. See, of all things, the week that we're inviting your commitment to support the next building work of this congregation, as well as care for the building work that was done 100 years ago, 90 years ago, 60 years ago, and 35 years ago, we're tending to other work that had already been started. The very week our capital campaign culminates in Commitment Sunday, Dennis Devlin, our building guy, and I happened upon the cornerstone from the very first capital campaign the congregation held. I was glad he was with me because no one else would have believed it. This 110-year-old block of marble is a reminder of the faith, love, and service and commitment on which we build our home where all belong. That Christ's values of welcome and justice and love and hope, they have always been our starting point. They've always been our guide for where and how we will stand in this world. This 110-year-old cornerstone is also a very tangible reminder that God's vision for a home where all belong is still taking shape, that it's a constant work in progress. And this is our moment. One I believe will be remembered and given thanks for in 110 years from now. I don't know what part of our little project they're going to find and bring out and say, do you remember when they did this? Because God is just getting started here. It's funny to talk about our congregation being 125 years old and name that God is just getting started. But in the eternal eyes of our Creator, 125 years isn't even a blink. God is just getting started, and in our moment of this congregation's life, we are being fit into this great work that is at hand. The work of loving and serving, of strengthening and embracing, of building and belonging. Because there is so much yet before us. Lifetimes of living God's grace. Generations of sharing God's love. For all of the history that has brought us here, the bricks, the stones, but more importantly, the lives, the love, and the commitment to caring for community. For all of the history that has brought us here, this is still just the beginning. Because you notice we don't call day Completion Sunday. We call it Commitment Sunday. Our commitment to being on the journey wherever God takes us. And to be on that journey with people like you, I give thanks. Amen.